bless you, child.
God bless you, dear brother John.
This is a great joy indeed. Once more to be able to come for a brief hour of your earthly time to converse with you.
Yes.
I would so like to have spoken to you earlier over the Easter period. But nevertheless, I realize the difficulties. I realize it is not always possible to do as one would wish. Time is always a problem, and there are oft times complication and difficulty. It has distressed me greatly to know that our instrument has been ill.
Yes.
But the power of the Spirit is upon him at all times, and indeed much has been achieved and done from this side. We realize how necessary it is to protect, to guard, to help in every way that we can our instruments upon whom we depend. For without them we would be lost, inasmuch that we would be able to do so little in helping in your world. Though there are many ways in which we can and do assist mankind, it is by the use of instruments and mediums such as yourself and the one by which I now converse with you that we are able to reach in a more personal way, to convey the thought and the mind of the Spirit, to strengthen the faith of those who for so long have endeavored with us, who have indeed endeavored to do all in their power to propagate this truth. We realize the many needs of human life, particularly those who are sad and lonely, and particularly those who grieve, who mourn. And indeed our work among these is great, but we wish there were more opportunities, we wish there were more instruments, more ways in which we could reach the many peoples of earth who dwell so often and so many in the darkness of their own minds, confined and indeed enchained, as it were, to earth and material things. We come that they may be free, free to be able to see with the eyes of the Spirit, to behold its wonders and its joys, that they may hear the voice and the word of Spirit, that they may be uplifted, and that they may with us enjoin in praise to the Most High. Indeed, my child, great are the opportunities of those who will truly serve. And ever and anon, I am ever aware of those whose efforts are made on our behalf, who strive within themselves desperately to unburden themselves of material things, that they may take on to themselves the things of the Spirit. For the burdens of the earth are many, and many are they who unnecessarily go through life heavily laden. But we who come, come that we might unburden them, that we might give to them the truth and the mind of the Spirit, that they may in consequence be overjoyed and enabled to continue the pathway of life with a greater renewed vision and strength and power. You know, child, so many things are there which we would endeavor to give to you, but we ever find, as I've so often told you, the complication and difficulty of expressing in earthly words the joys and the powers of the Spirit. But these things you know and understand, but there are many in your world